I'm spending the day on board Research Vessel Quest, a converted trawler operated by the Plymouth Marine Laboratory. And we're just cruising along the southern Cornish coast. It's a pretty miserable day. Although the sea's reasonably calm, it's cold, it's wet, it's blech. What they've been doing is pulling up samples from the seabed, but also the water column, to get a sense of what life there is here. They do this every couple of weeks to build up a picture of how it changes over the year. They've just been taking a trawl, a small net, running along the seabed, a large bucket full of material, just to see what the big stuff is there. And let's go across to the table and see what's been brought up. Never seen one of those. This is beautiful. What is this?
This is a pipefish, and it's a relative of a seahorse.
It looks like a great long seahorse. It's large snout, almost angular in terms of the body. Beautiful. Yeah. And this is a fish.
Yes, it is. And basically, it will hang in the weed, so it looks like a piece of weed when you sort of swim by it, and he's still alive. But we're not collecting the fish, so we'll put it back into
the water. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what's that? A spider crab. Oh, that looks horrible. Horrible, horrible. It's a giant spider.
Yes. Oh. Yes, they crawl along the bottom and live in the weed there, but you get quite a lot of those
long,
over here.
Eight long spindly legs.
Yes.
Okay, that's not that big, but it's...
Yeah. Anyway. What else have we got, Louise? Louise, what else have we got?
Okay, Louise has been roped in now. Louise, yeah. What else have we got here?
We've got hermit crabs, hinnia, which is a netted dog whelk. That's a pelican's foot.
Pelican's foot? Not the foot of a pelican.
No. It's called Apareus pelicani. It's just the shape of a pelican's foot here because you've got this big lip that comes out from the gastropod.
So what is it? Some sort of snail, mollusk?
It's right. A snail. It's a gastropod.
Tiny little flat fish.
Oh!
Still alive.
Wasn't expecting that. It's sort of flipping across your hand.
Yes.
So that'll go back in the water.
Yes, please. Thank you.
It's stunning because the amount of stuff. Sarah, when you look at all this, I mean, you must be amazed at the amount of stuff that comes up. I know you do this all the time.
Yes, it is quite amazing. I mean, the numbers of species that we've found over the past 2 years, you know, it's hundreds and hundreds of different species.
There's so much hidden life that we just wouldn't be aware of.
You wouldn't see half of it, yes. Yeah. So, it's a dream.